This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Abby Wambach spent 14 years playing soccer for the U.S. women's national team. She won Olympic gold medals, a World Cup. She is a six-time U.S. Soccer Athlete of the Year. She's got more goals in international competition than any other player, man or woman. And this past December, at the age of 35, she retired. She's got a new memoir out. It's called Forward, the position she played, but also something of a motto. In the book, she talks about her relationship with the game and with herself. Abby, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
There are people who will listen to this interview and say, "What? Why Abby Wambach on Marketplace talking about business economics?" The fact of the matter is, it's all over this book, specifically the idea of gender pay.
Yeah.
And the outrageous discrimination that you all faced in terms of what the men's team and men's players were getting on the order of millions and millions and millions of dollars, and you all not so much. You didn't really take that on, though, until the end of your career.
Yeah. It's actually interesting because when you're at the end of something, you realize you start thinking back and reflecting on all the things that you wish you could have done differently.
Yeah.
And maybe I could have spoke up more. Maybe I could have pushed the envelope a little bit more, not to secure more funds or financial success for myself, but I felt like I could have done more for the future, for the next generation. And that's the fight that my former teammates are in now. You know, our World Cup final was the most watched, the most televised game history of all soccer that's ever been aired here.
But also like NBA finals it beat. I mean, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah. And so that was always the biggest argument laid against us when we went to the table, the negotiating table with U.S. Soccer. You guys just don't bring in the dollars. You don't bring in the money. You don't bring in the corporate sponsorship to be able to justify us paying you guys more. But the thing is that it's no longer like the feel good thing to like invest in women's sports, you know.
Oh, yeah, no.
Now it's actually a smart investment where you have a lot of viewerships watching these games, and so your advertising dollars are actually being spent in an economical way. So the thing that the women want is just to be compensated for it.
The other, and this is like a work conditions thing, is the idea of you all only playing on artificial turf and the men playing on grass and what turf does to your bodies.
Yeah, and it's a lesser surface. It's more economical for not just U.S. soccer, but for FIFA. You know, FIFA mandated that we play on the field turf for the World Cup in Canada. But we've taken up enough fight with U.S. soccer that I think that they're making sure that the games that they play on are going to be, the very least, be surfaces that aren't going to jeopardize the health of the players that are playing on it.
Because not only do the men get to play on grass, even if the men got hurt playing on turf, they have a gazillion dollars to walk away with.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the bigger issue, is people don't think about that. You know, if they looked at what U.S. soccer pays each player, most people on the planet would be like, well, that's a healthy living, right? But, you know, we don't get a 401k.
Right.
Our bodies are the only capacity in which most of us could make our and earn our living. So there's so many different factors that are at play here that these women, they deserve to get paid. And it's not more or less than the men. We just want equal treatment.
There is a sentence at the end of the book, and I'm flipping around trying to find it here. You've decided to retire, and you say this. Well, I'm going to have you read it, actually.
Ooh, this is
the
fun.
The bit starting, I talk about my last World Cup.
I talk about my last World Cup and the hard, cold realization of knowing my time was almost up, and that the one defining skill of my life had faded and dulled. I talk about summoning the will to lead from the bench, telling younger players to seize their chance, that the future is theirs to define.
It's a little bit about what happens when you realize you don't have it anymore.
Yeah, that's a really hard thing when you're 35 years old, trying to decide whether you're going to retire and if you're going to be any good. Because, you know, my currency was scoring goals for my whole life. That's what I define myself as. So if I'm taking away the soccer player identity, then what am I? So not being able to have that identity and not being able to know what your future identity is going to be, it makes you feel stuck. And I think that I felt that quite a bit at the end of my career.
So here you are now, officially retired.
Yeah.
Your book tour is wrapping up. What are you?
I think that I've probably emphasized too many labels in my life, whether it be athlete or addict or lesbian or whatever it may be. Now I feel like it would be businesswoman. But what I want to be is just a human. But I have to figure out what the heck I'm doing. I got to figure out what I'm going to be passionate about, what's going to excite me, what's going to be able to pay my mortgage, you know? And that's just all in the trying and learning. And I don't necessarily know if I want to start labeling myself quite yet, and hopefully maybe not ever, because I think human is maybe going to be the best label I have.
It's a book called Forward. It's a memoir. called Forward by Abby Wambach. Abby, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a lot of fun.